For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Florin here. Today's guest, Andy Barton, is a Canadian digital nomad living in Portugal that helps successful professionals gain clarity through his high-performance coaching. Andy works with professionals to help them change their career so they can become digital nomads and experience the freedom to travel the world and live wherever they choose. For people dreaming of being able to travel and live a lifestyle of location independence, he teaches them how to apply strategies that help. Hi, Andy. Nice to meet you. And thanks for coming into my podcast. You know, actually, it's for a long while I didn't record in English. So nice to accept my invitation into my podcast.
Ah, yeah, my pleasure, Florin. It's great to be here. You know, a friend of ours, a mutual friend, Georgian, reached out to me and mentioned your podcast. I was like, yeah, sure. If he's open to exploring in English and reaching that audience, I'm happy to join and share whatever I can to help his audience, of course.
Great. Andy, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Yeah. So I'm a life and career coach. So I help mainly people in the sort of midlife transition that feel stuck in a work that they really don't enjoy anymore. Got past the initial 5-10 year phase where they're really enjoying and they have lots of growth. And they're in a place where they feel stagnant and feel like they're drained and they're not really using their potential. They're not really tapping into what their strengths are. And so they just don't feel like they want to spend the second half of their life doing the work that they've been doing for the first half. So I help them get clear about what they want to do going forward. And then we build a transition plan so that they can move into work they enjoy smoothly without losing all the things that they've currently worked for as well.
Great. Actually, I saw you are working also with digital nomads. And this is something that I find very interesting because I thought about it and maybe in the future I also would like to try it. What's a digital nomad?
Yeah, quite simply, a digital nomad is just somebody who can work online, work based on an internet connection from anywhere they want. So some digital nomads choose to travel a lot, you know. Others just choose to move somewhere different because they have that flexibility. And some other people just sort of stay at home, but they can work from home. So they work from an internet connection is mainly what a digital nomad does.
And as far as I know, you are also more or less a digital nomad because I saw you are in Portugal right now.
Yeah, exactly. So as I was doing, you know, going through my journey, I was able to achieve being able to work remotely before I even made a full career transition. So based on that experience, what I've learned, the strategies that helped me get that approval to work remotely, now I help other people. They can either take their current work, you know, if it's applicable. Some, of course, some professions are more physical and you know, you have to be hands-on. But if they're profession allows them, for example, IT consulting or web design or anything really, basically, if you're working through an internet connection, you can then potentially get approval to work remotely. So I help people make that transition based on strategies that I've learned for myself. And also, if they aren't in that position or they just really don't want to do what they're currently doing as a remote work, then we also work to build a business from what they really enjoy doing so that they can eventually move into doing that business full time and then transition from their current 9-to-5 office job into something where they can work online and work from anywhere based on something that they really enjoy, you know.
What's your experience about this? Because basically you, a few years you were leaving your job, living like 9-to-5, and you just started a new career as a coach. You also moved to another country. What's your experience, your journey? What was your journey?
Yeah, so as I was, you know, for quite some time, I felt like I didn't want to continue doing my IT career for the next 20 years of my life. Like I've been doing it for 15, 20 years. I was like, this doesn't feel like it's for the next chapter for me. So I had to do some research to figure out what I would want to do going forward. And that brought me into coaching based on what some of my natural strengths are and I was very interested in psychology and goal achievement and just really helping other people. So as I was moving towards that, doing some more coaching, I wanted to build my own business around that. And so I've you know, been following the digital nomad movement for a couple of years at that point. I'd enjoyed sort of minimalism, you know, really just stripping away things that don't matter anymore. As we get midlife, you know, 30, 40, 45 years old, we accumulate a lot of stuff. And a lot of times we don't even own our stuff. Our stuff really owns us. And we realize that we become trapped by all these possessions and all these things, and we're just not living a life that feels good for us, you know? So as I was working towards building my coaching business, I was looking at taking a year off of my IT job. So as I was minimalizing and just really eliminating a lot of things, I'd sold my home, I got into an apartment. I wanted to become more flexible so that if the opportunity arose and when I felt ready, I would be able to take a year off of work. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so as I was doing that, one of my friends about this goal of mine. He's like, you know, that's fantastic. He said, go for it. But he also mentioned, he's like, you know, Andy, you do IT support and consulting. So maybe you could work online. You could ask to work remotely. I was like, wow, that's an interesting concept. But nobody actually did that in my company. So it wasn't something that I thought was open to me. But because of that idea, I was like, okay, that planted a good seed. Now I have some negotiating power because I'm going to take a year off anyway. So I felt like I was, you know, making all my preparations, selling a lot of my possessions, living very minimally, getting ready to move. And I basically went to my employer and I said, you know, I'm considering taking a year off work so that I can build my coaching business full time. I said, but if you want to allow me to work remotely, then I can actually do both. And so after a couple of months, they had to go to a few different levels, of course, of approval. And I got approval, and they had no idea that my working remotely would be in a whole nother country. but all they were concerned about is that I could continue doing my role, which I was able to prove previously based on other strategies that I used. And so, yeah, with that permission, I was like, okay, now I had the best of both worlds. And I really didn't realize it at the time, but being able to, you know, get paid and be able to travel, have that consistent income, and then also use that consistent income and a newfound freedom in my schedule. Like I didn't have to drive to work anymore. I didn't have to dress a certain way. I didn't have to pack my lunches. Yeah. I didn't have all these, you know, office meetings and the different politics and all the things that I could get lost in. I now had a lot more freedom over my schedule. And so I picked Portugal because I had read, you know, I've always been somebody who's reading personal growth books, and Tim Ferriss was somebody that I followed for a long time. And he mentions something in his 4-Hour Workweek book. I think it's something like the time zone arbitrage, where you pick a time zone that works in your favor. So I picked Portugal because it was 3.5 hours ahead of my time zone in Canada, where I was doing my IT job. So I had all morning, which was mostly my productive time. I'm an early bird. I enjoy getting up 5, 6 a.m. in the morning. And so I could almost work a full day from 5, 6 a.m. until lunchtime on my coaching business, and then do my IT job until around 7:30 in the evening. So it was a perfect sweet spot for me, because if I wanted to go out and socialize in the evening, go to digital nomad meetups, for example, where I was living, I could do that. And if I wanted to take an hour or two off in the morning and not get up as early, I could do that. And it really didn't interfere with my IT job that was paying everything, you know, so at that point. So it was a really good way to transition that. And of course, Portugal was a beautiful weather. I had done some research on many different locations. I was looking at Mexico, Costa Rica, different places, but Portugal really stood out in that it had a vibrant digital nomad community. The weather was extremely good. And I went to the south of Portugal in the beginning, which is known for beautiful weather, even during the winter time. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And so then I worked for about 2 years doing both, building my business and doing my IT. And then after that, I was able to transition and fully go into my my coaching business and say goodbye to my IT career. So it was a really smooth, you know, a transition, but it wasn't easy by any means. You know, it was quite challenging, of course, but it was still, it was a good strategy for me to be able to make that transition in the way that worked well for me, you know.
Andy, you said about challenges. What were some of the most challenging moments you had when you did your change, your transformation, your journey?
Yeah, there were quite a few, for sure. I would say probably one of the more challenging moments was probably a year into my journey of working remotely and trying to build my coaching business at the same time. I was working a lot, probably, you know, 12 to 14 hour days, trying to do both of that. And just like any business, things don't work out as you plan. And so there were quite a few, I basically, you know, started to burn out and I was just working too much. And, you know, at some point I just really had to take a week off. So I took a week off. I was in Morocco at that point and I just really disconnected. I was like, you know, I had to stop thinking about my business, stop worrying about my business and just enjoy and relax and enjoy some travel time and just, you know, calm my mind and everything else down. So facing burnout, I think, is one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs face because they go through is because, you know, you're working so hard on something that you want so bad, you know, and you can easily sacrifice a lot of things in order to try to get there. And when it doesn't happen the way that you would hoped, then it becomes disheartening and it becomes, you know, you're not sure how to move forward and you don't know if you should give up. And there's a whole bunch of things that go through your mind. And so many of us, I think, as we go on this journey, is we actually face that burnout. And so for me, I had to disconnect for a while, take a 1 to 2 weeks off. And then I also changed my environment. So after I was in Morocco, I'd spent 3 months there. And so I actually moved to back to Portugal. And this time I went to Lisbon instead of the south of Portugal. And so I got around more of an entrepreneurial digital nomad community again. And so that was very refreshing for me. And that, mm-hmm. that really helped me get out of that rut and just look at my business in a new light and just start to, you know, continue to build relationships and continue to work and test and see what would be most helpful, you know.
About being a digital nomad, what are the bad parts of it? You know, because I from my experience, everything has good parts, something that's better, and there are also things that maybe are not so good. What are the things, the parts of living like a digital nomad that are not really that nice?
Yeah, it totally definitely has its downsides, there's no doubt. I think one of the bigger things is you will miss your friends. As you get excited about traveling and stuff, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to see new things and have new experiences. But, you know, it's really hard to replace that connection that you have with your true friends, the ones that you've been around for 20 years or 15 years or your high school friends, like the people that you spend the most time with, you will miss them especially if you go for a year or 6 months or a couple of years, you know, that will definitely be one of the downfalls. It also can be challenging, keeping relationships, especially if you move around and if you go from one place to another, whether it's, you know, just friendships or romantic relationships, mm-hmm. those things can be a little harder to maintain as you're moving around and trying to find, you know, new people to meet and hang out with. And I think that's probably one of the mistakes that I see a lot of digital nomads making is that when they get that taste of freedom is they really go too far, too fast. Like they move around a lot. And that can be, you know, while it can be exciting, of course, it can also be detrimental to their business if they're trying to build a business at the time, because it's harder to focus when you have to plan where you're going to stay next week. You know, you have to plan your travel to get there. If you're moving to countries, you have to plan visas and passports and all these different things that you have to think about and focus on can take time away from your business and can just, you know, put you in a constant state of just always having to change and not really being able to settle and get into a productive rhythm so that you can build your business. So I think that are some of the, those are some of the main challenges.
And Andy, I know you worked with people and as a coach and helps them make this transition, you know, from the lifestyle they have to living like a digital nomad. What are some of the things that keep people in the jobs they have, for example, and it's like they don't give themselves permission to make this change and to test, you know, a different lifestyle as a digital nomad?
Yeah, and you used a very good word in that they don't give themselves permission, right?
Yes.
So I think the main few things that keep people stuck where they are, and no matter what they are and where they are in life, Florian, whether it's in a bad relationship, if it's in a bad work environment, just a different lifestyle that they don't want, is quite often we get obsessed or focused on what we currently have, right? So we're consistently disliking where we are, and all of our thoughts are rotating around the bad situation that we're in and not wanting to be there, right? And so that takes up a lot of mental energy, and you get in a rut, and you eventually all you're thinking about is where you are. And so it's impossible to be somewhere different, right? Because what we think about will create different feelings for us, and different those feelings will create actions which will give us results, right? So it's if we're constantly thinking about, I hate my job, I dislike where I am, I can't believe I'm gonna have to do this forever, I don't know why I'm doing this still, and you know, we're just constantly focused on where we are, then it's very hard to get any momentum to think about anything different, let alone doing it and taking action. So I think that's one of the biggest things, is staying focused on where you are and what you, if you want to change, but you're focused on that, the problem of where you are, then it's just very hard to get any energy to move forward. And the other part is that I think most of us stay stuck there because, well, we get in that habitual routine of, this is our, you know, our main thoughts that we're thinking every day, and we just don't think anything different. But all the other part is that we don't believe that it's possible, or we don't see other examples, exactly. Right? And so I think that's the other part is if you don't believe that it's possible. So like you're doing with this podcast, you're surrounding yourself with people, with new people, mm-hmm. you're learning new ideas, you're opening your mind to new ways of thinking and ways of being that may not have been present for you just a year ago. So if people don't believe that it's possible, and that they don't believe it's possible for them, because that's the next step, is that it's one thing to see somebody else doing it, but there's another thing to believe that they can do it, right? And so if they don't see that as possible for them, then they will stay stuck where they are. And that's so sad, because quite often it is possible for them. There are many, many different ways of living and being in the world. And it's just, we stay stuck in that rut of focusing on where we are and not seeing any options. And so we just stay stuck for, you know, the rest of our lives, you know? So I think it's, yeah, that's the main thing, is focusing on what we have that we don't want. And then not believing that there are other alternatives and that it's possible for them to do that.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. And I think many times, you know, it's like we are living in a society, you know, we know of a few people, the people are around us, and we have the beliefs most of the people around us have. And, you know, we live maybe all our lives with these beliefs without even knowing that it may be more, there could be more things in life. And this is one of the things why it's important, and you said it, to know new people and to know people from different parts of the world maybe, and you can learn a lot from their ideas. And from your experience in working with other people, what are some of the first steps people can do to change, to start changing their lifestyle and embrace a digital nomad path? And another question, which is related to this one, how do you make the change? I mean, it's like you just jump and pray and swim and hope things will work. I mean, you just give up your job, or do you make like a transition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say that when you're looking at any type of transition, you know, going through changing careers or changing and becoming a digital nomad, doing that type of lifestyle, those are major transitions in life, you know. And while some people like to leap and figure their way out on the way down, the majority of people really want to have a smoother ride. There's only maybe about 5% of the population that enjoy thriving off the unknown and thriving off the uncertainty. And that is what they thrive in. But the majority enjoy having a strategic approach. So for me, as I work with my clients, I basically adjust it to what they need, right? So it's all based on them. And yes. And building a transition plan usually is something that's very helpful for them, because they want to see how things are going to progress. And just they, you know, having small steps that you can do to focus is much easier than trying to, you know, bite. It's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, you know, right? It seems overwhelming and big at the moment when you're wanting to become a digital nomad or you're wanting to change careers. But the key is really breaking that down and just doing one small step. It's like, you know, becoming 1% better every day will greatly improve your life over 1 year. Like it's amazing. Yes. That, right? So yes. The 1% is the small wins that you want to focus on. And what I would say about how do people move out of that position where they're somewhere where they dislike, in a situation that they dislike, and they want something different. It's almost counterintuitive, but you really need to appreciate where you are. Okay, because if you're not thankful for what you have right now, for example, a stable income, you know, maybe paid benefits, maybe healthcare for your family, food on the table, shelter for your kids. If you can't appreciate those things, then no matter what you get, you're still going to be, I want more, I want something different, right? You still won't be able to appreciate. So you want to really start off from a foundation of appreciating where you are and accepting, you know, in order to move forward, you want to accept where you are so that you can use that as a foundation, because you're not going to start from scratch in your life. You're going to use all of your skills and experiences and interest and your personality of who you are to bring you into the next chapter. So you're going to take that stuff with you. And the sooner you can accept where you are and be grateful for where you are, you know, the benefits of being where you are, then that will just lower your resistance to staying where you are, and then you have more energy to actually work on, okay, what's possible now that I'm okay where I am. You know, so many of my clients, when they make the decision to actually change, they all of a sudden mm-hmm. feel much better about their lives, you know, even though their situation didn't change, but they made a decision to change the situation. So now they are moving forward, and they're like, okay, now I can use where I am to help me get to the next place. Instead of really resisting and pushing, it's like, you know, having two doors and all of your energy is pushing against one door. You have two hands on that door and you can't even pull the new door open because you're not letting go of the current door. You know, you're just pushing against that. Right. So, so that's sort of the analogy I use when I'm chatting with clients mm-hmm. and trying to help them get to that place of, tell me what you appreciate about where you are right now. What is good about it? And so I think accepting where you are and appreciating where you are is one of the biggest foundations to actually being able to change that.
Okay, it's a good starting point. And what are some of the most common mistakes, challenges people face on this path?
The common mistake, is trying to figure out the how. Is trying to figure out all the steps that they need to do it, you know? And I think the other thing is also trying to do it alone. Like if you don't have a friend or a coach or a mentor or somebody that you can talk to and get help mm-hmm. from, it becomes so much harder on that journey, you know, because you're trapped in your own head and we can't see what we can't see. We all have our own blind spots, you know? So that's why when I was starting to talk to my friends about what I wanted, it was such a big bonus for me, because not only was I able to just, you know, talk about things that I was afraid of or the things that I wanted, but I was able to get different ideas and different insights, you know. And then once I started to get clear about what I wanted to do, I hired a coach to help me. And so that also made me progress so much quicker because I was only focused on, okay, what am I doing this week? What am I doing this week? And make the long-term goals, but then focus and get granular with the small steps to be able to move forward. So most people get trapped in the, I don't know how to do this. And so they just don't do anything. And as long as you're moving forward and taking some small steps, the how will start to formulate as you move forward. You'll get ideas, you'll get opportunities, you'll talk to people, you'll build new relationships. And it's just one thing will lead to another. And we, you know, just as Steve Jobs says, we can't connect the dots looking forward, only looking backwards, right? So I think getting obsessed with the how and not getting help, not getting some support from friends, family, coaches, mentors, somebody that can help you along that journey, I think that's probably some of the biggest mistakes that people make.
Did you know people that just failed in the end to make this change? What are the reasons people used to fail?
Yeah, definitely. It's most people. Well, when people fail, it's usually because they sort of go back to their old ways. They sort of give up.
Yes.
And sometimes they actually learn that what I wanted wasn't really what I wanted. And that's okay, you know. So that's a mm-hmm. part of the growth in the process as well, is if you want something and you try to go for it and it turns out that it's not what you want, then that's okay. You go back to what you were doing, or course correct and do something different. And other people, if they just aren't able to make that progress, it's mostly that they're just so taken in with where they are, and it's so hard for them to see outside of that their situation, that they just really don't have the energy to try anything different. All of their attention is focused on the situation that they're in and how horrible it is and how they're not going to be able to change. So you mentioned something earlier about limiting beliefs. Right. So if people don't work on their limiting beliefs, we all have them, and they come from, you know, our childhood between, you know, 3 and 8 years old, 10 years old. We are in just download mode, and we're accepting all the things that we see, we hear, we feel as truth. Right. And so when we think about one of the truths that I know for me is like one of my limiting beliefs was you have to work hard for money. Right. And that's something that our parents would pass down to us. And rightfully so, in their generation, they did have to work hard for money. It wasn't as many opportunities maybe as there is now. But if that limiting belief is not serving you to help you create a life where you're enjoying what you do for money, then you have to upgrade that limiting belief. Right. And, you know, there are many ways to do that. But if you stay stuck with those limiting beliefs, we always find evidence to prove those beliefs real. OK, so we will always go back to our limiting beliefs if we don't improve them and upgrade them. So I think mindset is probably the main reason why people give up and go back to what they were doing before, or just not making the progress is they haven't upgraded the way they think about themselves and their situation and the limiting beliefs they have in order to create the next result that they want, the new chapter that they want to have.
Yes. Basically, it's important to just upgrade your beliefs. And it's a good idea to expose yourself, like to go in places where there are people with ideas that maybe are not identical, the same as yours.
Totally, totally, totally. And that's one of the key ways of actually upgrading a limiting belief is finding evidence that goes against it. Right.
Yes.
So, you know, if you have a belief that you have to work hard for money, but then all of a sudden you're in a room of people that really love what they do and they're getting paid very well for it, eventually that's going to rub off on you, and you're going to actually understand that, oh, maybe there is another way of living. Maybe there's another way, an easier way of earning money, or a better way of earning money. These guys just know something that I know that I don't know, or they're doing something different, right? Or they're believing something different, you know? And so those things you can adopt. And so, yeah, and that's one of the reasons I think having a mentor or a coach or somebody that's already gone through a similar transition as what you're looking to go through. I mean, the most effective way to get a result is to find someone who already has it and learn from them, you know? And so, yeah, I think definitely changing your environment, your peer group, finding evidence to counteract the limiting beliefs that you might have are definitely huge steps to help you move forward.
Andy, one last question. I know you have a coaching program where you help to make this change, like when people want to test things to change their lives, you can help them. Tell us a little more about your program.
Yeah. So I enjoy working with people who want a bit more freedom in their life, you know, want to become a digital nomad. And it's mainly because the freedom that they want, you know, it's when we're into the 9 to 5 for 10, 20 years, eventually we want to crave something different in some people, right? So what I do with clients that I work with on that digital nomad journey, there's sort of two paths. One path is, you know, you already enjoy the work that you're doing, but you want to figure out how to take that online so you can work from anywhere, you can live somewhere different, you can move to a warmer climate, you know, whatever that is for you. And so in that path, we go through implementing different strategies to sort of, introducing to your management mm-hmm. the ability to work remotely, what that looks like, even if it's just for a morning or an afternoon. We just, you know, weave our way into it slowly, and we use a couple strategies to ensure that the, you know, your management, your leadership team is aware of how things are progressing when you're working remotely. And we build business cases to do that more and more frequently, where at some point then it's like, okay, it makes sense that you can work remotely. You've been working 2 days a week for the last year or 6 months being working remotely, and everything's been fine. So, or, you know, in some cases we might test out, okay, I'm going to go travel for a week, but I want to work while I'm traveling. So can we make an arrangement? And then you do that for a week or 2 weeks, and your client or your company realizes, wow, you were able to do everything and you weren't in the office. So we want to have your employer thinking about travel in a different way and working remotely differently. So we use some strategies to do that. And in some other cases, they might actually want to move into a different company that is more open to remote work if their role is has the ability to be remote, but their company culture is not, then we can make a transition plan to do that so that they're more into a more flexible, more open culture that accepts working remotely. So they still continue to do the work they enjoyed, where they have all their experience in, but now they have the flexibility and the freedom to do it wherever they choose, right? And so that's one path. And the other path is, you know, somebody that feels like they're not really enjoying the work that they're doing and they'd love to have their own business. Right. And so from that platform, from that foundation, we then figure out, you know, what is it that their natural skills are, the things that they've honed in the last 10, 15 years. And we're going to take their skills, their experiences, their interest and the things that they want to create, because it's extremely important that your business is something that you 100% really, really care about and enjoy doing. If not, it's going to be way too easy to give up, you know? And so we take that foundation. And then one of the quickest ways to move into a online business is to offer a service, right? Because you can very quickly get paid for a service. So we then look at their skills, their interest, and we figure out what type of service that they can provide. Okay. And then after we understand what the service that they would love to do, you know, using their skills, their interest, then we actually do some market validation. So one of the biggest mistakes that I see entrepreneurs and business owners doing is that they spend so much time planning and preparing without ever validating their offer, without ever going to their market and seeing if they can actually get paid for it. You know, they spend months building a website, getting business cards, doing all these different things, but they're not generating any revenue and they're not testing whether somebody will pay for what they're offering. So we move from that into doing a service offering and doing some market validation, right? And so once we realize the market validation is getting, we have some traction with the offer that we're doing, we sort of run like an MVP, like a minimum viable product or a minimum viable service. So what is the minimum that you can do to get started and help somebody with this service, whether it's, you know, running somebody's social media platform or building a website for somebody, or, you know, using your Excel skills to build reports or whatever that is, you know, then we use that as the foundation and we build an MVP. We test it. We see what it's like. We get some feedback from the clients and then we get testimonials, of course, and then we go and move into another level where we're building the business further and scaling it up so that it can replace your income from your work so that then you can work remotely and use your business to support your lifestyle that you're wanting.
Great. And Andy, where can people find you, more about you, about your programs?
Yeah, they can find me on at andyburtoncoaching.com. They can also find me on Facebook, just typing in Andy Burton. My profile is andy.burton908, I believe it is. So you can find me there. Or Andy Burton Coaching is also on Facebook. From my business page, you can find me. And that's where I spend most of my time, is on Facebook. So you can easily reach out to me there as well. And, you know, I have a little gift for your audience as well, Florian. If they wish, they can go to andyburtoncoaching.com/gift. And I have like a report there where they can get the 16 mindset shifts that they really want to make in order to be more successful and build a life that they're really proud of, that they really enjoy having. So they can grab that freebie on my website if they wish. And again, it seems from, you know, working with a lot of people in over the last few years, it really comes down to mindset and what you believe about yourself and what's possible for you. And so this is why I put together this little report where people can really dive in and see, okay, yeah, this is a mindset tweak that I can see is probably having a big impact in my life right now. If I can use these tips and ideas to shift that a little bit, then that's going to create a different life for yourself going forward.
Great. Andy, thanks a lot for all this talk. Actually, I also learned a few new things, and it was really helpful for me. And people will get new things from this discussion, and will inspire them to maybe make this change toward being a little more like a digital nomad lifestyle.
Yeah. It was my pleasure, Florian. Thanks for the opportunity. And yeah, whether it's a digital nomad lifestyle they want, or just to something that's more authentic to what they want, you know, that's the key, is following what your path is and just moving forward to create something better for yourself. So yeah, it was great chatting with you, and I hope your audience find it helpful as well.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.